Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Fatal Flaw of Sin, Already in Progress.
The devil comes to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. That's exactly what he said. I don't like none of them. Do you, brother?
I don't.
I don't either. I don't want to be on that side of the fence. I want to be on the side of where God forgives me. Now then, you see here in Matthew 18, 21 through 35, that God, now you understand why he said, if necessary, forgive 490 times, right? Because if you don't, it's going to open the door to the devil and his demons to come to your house. And I guarantee you ain't going to like it. It's all written. Now let me show you something real, real simple. There was another part to that I didn't mention. But he asked the Lord after the Lord told him that his daddy committed adultery with a woman next door. He said, well, Lord, there was three of us kids there. Why did it strike me? And the Lord spoke to him and said, because you were your daddy's favorite. And so since you were his favorite, it would hurt your daddy worse for you to suffer than it would for any of the other children. So that's the reason it happened to come upon you. This all is a true story. It happened with a guy in Australia. Wow. Call unto me and I will show you. Wow. Praise God. Okay, let's go to Mark 11. No, Mark 16, 17, and 18. Let's go to Mark 16, 17, and 18, and I want to show you what it says about healing. When you get your sins taken care of, when you've repented of your sins, and that's the first thing you always want to do. Anytime you have any kind of sickness come up on you, the very first thing you want to do, or if you know you sin, if the Holy Spirit quickens you or anything, the first thing you want to do is repent. Lord, I repent and get rid of this. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall you cast out devils. Let me ask you this question. What did he say you had to do to cast out a devil? Use his name. But if you're like me, when I first started learning this and I started commanding devils to come out, they did not obey me. Why did they not obey me? I didn't understand it. So I asked the Lord one day. I said, Lord, I don't understand this woman. I know she's got a demon. I've commanded this demon to come out and it will not come out. So, Lord, what did I do wrong? He said, the reason it won't come out is because I sent it there. I said, now, Lord, I know I didn't hear you right. When you said you sent it there, he said, son, you didn't remember what you read in Matthew 18, 21 through 35. I clearly told you, if people don't forgive, I will send a tormenting spirit to torment them. When I send the devil, he don't come out unless I tell him to come out. How about that, huh? Is that what the scripture says? Sure it is. So the first thing you want to do before you start even trying to cast out a demon is to get rid of people's sin. Have them get rid of sin. You understand? It gets real simple once you get the sin taken care of. After that, you can just put your hand on them real simple and say, come out. How hard is it to cast out a demon, Scott?
Speak the word.
Piece of cake, isn't it? All you got to do is learn who you are in Christ. And you know you're not living in no kind of sin. So you can cast that demon out. So once you cast that demon out, there's nearly always a demon there if somebody's sick. Whether it be a child or an adult or whatever, there's almost always a demon there. So to get rid of that demon, you make sure you got them to confess their sin, whatever it is. And then if everything else fails before you cast out that demon, you forgive their sin yourself. See, this is the scripture that the Pharisees and Sadducees had the greatest problem with in John 20, 23. I want you to see this. How many of you here believe you can forgive somebody's sin? Okay, some of you know who you are. Okay, those that know who they are in Christ, they know this is true. John 20, 23 clearly says what? John 20, 23. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted. In other words, whoever sins you forgive, they're forgiven. Why can you forgive sin? Who lives inside of you? Who? Jesus, absolutely. Jesus is right there. When I look at you, I'm seeing Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He is the King of Kings. He's in the kingdom. And so whenever you look at a man or a woman that's a believer in Jesus, they have all the same power and authority that Jesus Christ has himself, because that's who we are. We are sons and daughters of God. So when you forgive their sin is forgiven. And I would recommend, if you start praying for people that are sick or afflicted, or any kind of prayer for anybody, make sure you get them to confess their sin, all their sins. If they say, "I don't have any sin," they're lying. Guarantee, they're lying. They need to get rid of sin. They got some kind of sin or they wouldn't be sick. Scripture clearly says, if you don't sin, you won't be sick. The devil will not be able to touch you. So you need to make sure that they get rid of it. And then just to cover everything, you need to quote John 20:23 yourself and say, "Now, Lord, I remit all of their sins. If they forgot any sin, I remit all of their sins in the name of Jesus." And when you do that, now then you're on the right track. Now you're on the way to getting their prayer answered or getting them healed or whatever you're praying for. And next verse, let's see what, let's go back to Mark 16:17-18. "And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall we cast out demons, and you shall speak with new tongues, and you shall take up serpents," that's the devil himself, "and if you drink any deadly poison, any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you, and you shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover."
Amen.
Now then, George, I know you're learning how to do this. Whenever somebody, when you go to pray for somebody, you get somebody to repent of their sins, and then you just say, "Be healed in Jesus' name." That's all you got to do, right?
And I've seen it manifest.
And you've seen the benefits.
I have seen him pray, and they've gotten well.
I got to tell you all a story about this lovely couple. I love telling their story. They was coming to a healing school out here one time, and Becky was having trouble with her stomach. She had it today even, huh? Indigestion. And so she was praying for herself. When they got out here, she come up to me and said, "Pastor, I need you to pray for me. I got this terrible indigestion. And I've been praying for myself and nothing works." I said, "Woman, what do you not understand? You can't pray for yourself. You're married. This is your head. This man right here, he's your head. Is that what the scripture says?"
Yes.
And so I said, "You can't pray for yourself." I said, "You need to go to him and let him pray." And so he said, "Huh, you mean I got to pray for her?" I said, "Yes, George, you're her head." And he said, "Okay." I said, "Becky, I want you to repent for praying for yourself." So she did. I said, "Now, George, put your hand on your wife's stomach." And you reached over and put your hand on her stomach and said, "In Jesus' name." And what happened? Instantly you were healed right there. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Now that y'all are learning how to do that, isn't praying fun, George?
Yeah, well, she's happy too.
She's happy too. Just think, when a wife becomes obedient to her husband, isn't that something? All you did was just become obedient to your husband. It really wasn't difficult, was it?
No.
In fact, when we do it his way, it always works better, doesn't it?
It does.
It always works better. Yeah, Cheryl learned that lesson the hard way, too. You know, I mean, she learned that she prayed for herself for 2 days and couldn't get no results. And then she asked me to pray for her. When I asked her what was the problem, she told me, I said, "How long have you had it?" She said, "2 days." I said, "Why didn't you come to me 2 days ago?" She said, "Well, I've been praying for myself." I said, "Woman, what do you not understand? You're under my authority now, not under yours. You can't pray for yourself. You have to pray, come to me. I'm your spiritual head." "Huh?" She said, "I didn't know that." I said, "Repent and tell the Lord you're sorry." So she's sitting there, laying there in the dark, about 2 o'clock in the morning with a terrible pain in her stomach. She said, "Lord, I'm sorry. I repent. I obviously was not submitted to my husband. I will submit and let him pray for me. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me." And I reached over and just laid my hand on her stomach and said, "In Jesus' name." That's all I had to do. Bam, the king instantly healed her. I mean, she has never had a problem with calling me when she has a need for prayer. She can be anywhere, driving down the road. If I get my phone, she says, "Honey, you got to pray for me. I got this pain in my backside or whatever, chest or whatever." She knows the authority of the kingdom. And she knows, now for somebody else, hey, she can pray for her kids or her son-in-law or anybody else. She can pray for me, and she does sometimes. She has to pray for me. You know, but we know how the kingdom works. And it's lots of fun. "And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. You shall cast out devils." So always cast out that spirit. Get people to repent of sin and drive out that devil. And then to lay hands on them, where it says down at the bottom, And you shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Isn't that so simple? You can just lay hands on people and they get healed. Now, of course, if you know if they don't know these principles and you're in a place of business or something, you know, when you walk up to them and they say, oh, I'm terrible, or in a restaurant, it's usually where Cheryl and I run into this, you know, somebody will have a headache or whatever, you know, I have a headache. And when they have a headache, you just say, are you a Christian? No. I say, oh, gee, you need to be a Christian. I said, now, by the way, your headache's gone. What? Yeah, your headache's gone. I just laid hands on you, and it's gone. It is gone. How many times have I seen that? How many times have I done that?
Thousands. Yeah.
What did Jesus tell you you needed to do to get healed? Repent of sin and lay hands on the sick. Is that what he said? Then he said, he loves us. He wants to heal us. He wants to do good things for us. He does not want you to be sick. He doesn't want anybody to be sick. He wants everybody to be well. All you got to do is believe. But you have to believe. And these are principles of the kingdom that I'm teaching you today. Now let's go to another principle of the kingdom. And James 5:14, 15, 16. We'll go all the way through 20. James 5:14. Is any sick among you? Now I don't understand why the church don't use this. This is in God's word. When he says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Maybe we don't have any elders in the church. I don't know. And let them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. I know we don't have no oil. So far, does this sound very difficult? You know, God didn't make it difficult, did he? We're the ones that makes it hard. But yet we have people come from all over to healing schools out here. In fact, one of the ladies, I guess they're still here, I don't know, don't remember. But one of the ladies, I asked her when they first got here, she was getting some CDs and DVDs, and I said, how did you hear about us? And she said, one of my friends had a back problem. They came here a few years ago, and you repent, they whatever did, whatever, and you prayed for them, and they got healed. And said, my friend's still playing golf. So she said, I said, this must be the place to come if you want to get healed. Isn't that wonderful? I like for people to get healed when they come here, don't you, George?
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Fatal Flaw of Sin, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.